Just before Chumash Vayikra comes to an end with the words, these are the mitzvahs that Hashem commanded Moshe to tell the Jewish people by Har Sinai, the final mitzvah of the Chumash of Vayikra, Maaser Behema. What's Maaser Behema? That just like a person has to do Maaser on produce, so too we have to do it on cattle, sheep, and goats that were born throughout the year. You gather the animals, each species, separately in a pen. You open the gate enough to allow one animal out at a time, single file, and then the 10th animal you mark with red paint. And that animal will be Maaser. What does that mean practically? You bring it to wherever the Mishkan or Yerushalayim, to that city, and you sacrifice it. You bring the fats onto the Mizbeach, but you don't have to share any of it with the animals. The rest of the don't have to share any of the animal meat with the Kohanim. You could eat it all together with your family and friends, as long as you stay in the city of Yerushalayim. Before you sacrifice this animal, you may not use it for any work in the field, and you may not share its wool. Now, the second to the last pasuk in the Chumash Vayikra, which the Rashi on this sikha is based on, Lo yevaker bein tov l'ra. You should not select between good and bad. In other words, don't manipulate the process that it's a good one, or chas v'shalom, a bad one. V'lo yemirenu, don't exchange it. V'im hamer yemirenu, and if you do decide to exchange it, v'hayu hu smurasa yekodesh lo yigoel. Then both animals, the 10th and the one you changed it into, will be holy and you cannot redeem them. Comes Rashi on the words, lo yevaker ben tov l'ra, on the words lo yevaker, v'goymer, etc. And Rashi tells us, why would you think that you should be mevaker? Why should you think you would choose one and manipulate the process? Because we learn b'chol mivcha nidreichem in another pasuk that you have to give the best when you give a gift to Hashem. Kol chelev lavaya, the famous pasuk, you have to give the best fat to the Eibishter. You'd think that you have to manipulate and choose that the 10th one would be nice. Comes the Torah and says lo yevaker ben tov l'ra. And then comes Rashi and says, he translates what tov and ra is. What's a good and a bad animal? Fat, skinny, expensive, weak, cheap. Says no, bein tam, a complete animal, bein malmum, or a blemished animal. Cholav kedusha, it has kedusha on it. Veloy sheyikarev balmum, not that I'm saying that the mum animal, the blemished animal, has to go on to the Mizbeach, because that you cannot do. It's pashut against the Torah. Nevertheless, it will still have the category of Meiser. How? Because you will eat it under the category of Meiser, or the way the Rebbe explains what Rashi's saying, you will eat it with the intention of Meiser. And the Rebbe points out that that's a massive chiddush in Halacha, that when a person eats this meal, this animal, the blemished animal, they have to eat it with kavana. That is the mitzvah. That is how you show its maaser value. Otherwise, what exactly are you showing? There's a negative thing, continues Rashi. There's something that you don't do. And what is that? What's the loisase? Aser ligazes liavid. Just like the complete animal, you were not allowed to share its wool or work with the animal before sacrifice, so too over here, you will not be able to share the wool or use it as use it for work. But that's what you don't do with it. What's the positive element? What it makes it kodesh? How does it express its kedusha? Expresses its kedusha by the fact that you eat it with the category, with the intention of fulfilling the mitzvah of eating Maaser Behema. That's how you express it positively. Comes the Rebbe and learns quite a few lessons out of this. We'll focus on one of them. When we refine the world, says the Rebbe in Ois Vav, in the sixth section, When you refine the world, there's different levels of refinement. For example, you have wool that was designated for tzitzis, or cowhide that was designated for tefillin. Before it was actually used as a mitzvah, it has one level of implant of kedusha within it. Then when you actually use the mitzvah, it's a whole different level. It's now tashmish mitzvah, it's a mitzvah itself. And there's certain kind of things that even after you use them, like schach, then they lose all their kedusha. Each thing that you impact this world by doing a mitzvah with it has its own category and status of the remnants of kedusha that you leave within that item. Why? What's the pshat? We know, and as we've said quite a few times in this podcast, that throughout every sicha, the Rebbe comes to the same nekuda of Elyonim Tachtonim, that when Matan Torah happened, Elyonim came down to Tachtonim, Tachtonim went to Elyonim. What does that mean? That now you can make an implant in something, and you can actually transform it to Kedusha. Each one has its own level, but ultimately you're able to change the fundamental makeup, the DNA, the particle makeup of this thing, and now it's a Davar Shebekedusha, each on its own level. Some of them you just have to respect, some of them you have to throw in Sheamus, some of them you have to keep, etc., etc., each one with its own category. Comes Rashi and is telling us, even a Baal Mum, even something which is not perfect, an animal that cannot make it onto the Mizbeach to be sacrificed, nevertheless, it entered the category of Kedusha because it walked out as the 10th out of the pen, and then it stays its Kedusha, and not only is it Kedusha and what you cannot do with it, it has a proactive Kedusha that you have to eat it, L'shem Mitzvah Ma'aseh Behemah. In other words, that the impact of Kedusha on things is not only when things are perfect, but even when they're imperfect, and not only in what you, the negative or what you refrain from doing, but in the positive as well. And I think this is a very powerful lesson in our lives. Each and every one of us is an Am Kaddish. We're a part of a holy nation. We're coming into Matan Torah, and we're saying, Hashem said by Matan Torah, V'atem tiyuli mamleches koinem v'goy kaddish, you're all going to be a kingdom of priests. You're all a holy nation. Comes a person and feels, Ich bin a Baal Mum. I'm a Baal Mum. I'm not perfect. I'm compromised. I'm not worthy of going onto the Mizbeach. I'm not close enough. I'm not in sync with what Hashem wants of me. Comes Rashi and says the Kedusha that's in there stays, regardless if you're a Baal Mum or not. Again, and who says you're b'chlal Baal Mum? Even if you are, even if you're true, even if your subjective analysis of yourself is true, the Kedusha stays in the Baal Mum and it has a proactive and a positive element to it. In other words, it's a positive manifestation of the Kedusha that literally it has to be eaten, l'shem Ma'aseh Behemah, even though this animal never made it on the Mizbeach. But Kedusha doesn't leave. And once something is Kaddish, it stays Kaddish. It's a very, very relevant, powerful lesson. The Rebbe also learns about another lesson about Sur Meira and Asei Toiv in Ois Zayin. And in short, over there, the Rebbe talks about the fact that obviously in life you need to have Asei Toiv and Sur Meira. But the fact that Rashi focuses first on what you do, that you have to do it L'shem Ma'aseh Behemah, and then what you don't do, tells you that even though there is the idea of what you, that you, Avodah starts with Sur Meira, like Perek Mamal of Tanya tells you, you start with Yerushalayim, but ultimately Rashi is saying, what's the ultimate intention? And that's why he puts it as first. The ultimate intention is Asei Toiv, because that's the way you actually refine the world. And Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek, we finished a Sefer of Likutei Sichos. For me personally, I think it's the first time I could say I finished a Sefer cover to cover, at least in a sequence, in a short amount of time. And may we strengthen and go on to Chilek Yud Gimel, and v'chula, 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 with lots of success, each and every one of us.